The pin ram incinerator needs diesel fuel to operate, mainly to get up to temperature. Then the burning waste can heat the machine to keep burning more waste. But how well that works depends on what trash is going in. Public Works Director Ken Morton offered an update to the City Council at a recent workshop, breaking down the costs.
So in the first year of operation, the incinerator has consumed about 50,000 gallons of fuel oil. Just works out to about 200 gallons a day, and at the current bid prices, it's a little over $400 a day to run it, and about $100,000 per year in fuel to operate it.
That's way past what the city had hoped it would spend when it started shopping for an incinerator in 2014. Models that burn that much diesel were deemed too costly to operate. The Penram model, however, was supposed to work on 60 to 70 gallons of diesel per day, and maybe less when the waste stream was high. A Penram technician was out recently to audit Dillingham's unit. He told Morton part of the problem is with Dillingham's trash.
In general, our waste has a higher moisture level. It has a lower thermal value as well. He made the comment that our waste stream seems to have a higher percentage of household waste in it than he's used to seeing in less commercial waste. And as a result, it does not create as much heat when it burns.
The other main problem with the trash is that Dillingham is not doing a good job sorting out what's not supposed to go in.
There's glass, there's aluminum, there's cans. We pull out a surprising number of propane cylinders, and they seem to be designed to jam up the conveyor system.
The glass melts and can block the burners. Aluminum melts and can fill the air injection ports. These problems bring the burning efficiency down, and every time the incinerator has to be turned off, it takes dozens of gallons of diesel to get it back up to temperature.
The lack of sorting of the refuse is a substantial challenge to its operation.
A lot of the trash that comes in from a local refuse company has not been sorted, and it's also been compacted, making it more challenging on the staff to sort. Most other bagged garbage isn't coming in separated either. Morton suggested when landfill rates come up for renewal next year, the city consider incentivizing better trash habits.
If you show up, for example, with your trash and you do the Boy Scouts honor that oath that it doesn't have aluminum cans, doesn't have other cans, doesn't have glass, it would be, I think, beneficial for that to be reflected as a much lower price than if somebody brings in waste that does not have that assurance. And I'd like to encourage to where we could get a balance that'll run through the incinerator better, and that which does not, then we'd run that to the open cell.
Public Works is still crunching other numbers on use of the incinerator, such as how many hours a day and days a week it should operate outside of the summer peak, when even at 24 hours a day it couldn't keep up with the incoming trash. It might pencil out cheaper to bury more trash during certain times of the year. The council's expected to get another update later this fall. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.